Hour with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
So there's this scam that's not new, but it is getting pretty popular lately. Basically, what happens is the scammer finds somebody on a job posting website, you know, Craigslist or some kind of networking
website. That is the voice of a voice actor slash singer slash songwriter, Rosie Okumura. She's got a really big following online, including on YouTube, where she posts videos to her channel IRL Rosie. It's a channel dedicated, as you can probably guess, to scams. Or more specifically, scammers.
If you're a dirty scammer, please press 11. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
That is her again, posting another video of herself using her vocal talents to call back scammers who call her or her friends or her family. And she's even managed to get one scammer to admit what it is they're up to.
I'm calling on behalf of my mom. We're just calling and making sure that she doesn't owe a bill or nothing like that.
It's a scam call.
I'm sorry?
This is a scam call, ma'am. It's a scam call.
This is a scam call? What do you mean?
Yes. We're supposed to steal money from people.
There you go. In your hearing, laughing, Dr. David Tuffley, who's a senior lecturer with the School of Information and Communication Technology at Griffith University, specialising in the social impact of technology, and here to talk with you about the work that Rosie and many of her peers do, scam baiting, Dave.
Yes.
Scam baiting.
Well, we are seeing an upsurge in this, Kat. This is an interesting phenomenon. This is turning the tables on those wicked scammers, you know. It's engaging with them and deliberately wasting their time and, you know, engaging them in hours and hours of conversation where, you know, the baiter pretends to be really, really, really dumb and asks the most, you know, obvious questions and tests their patience to the absolute limit. And of course, you know, the rationale is if they're engaged like that, then they're not scamming somebody's grandma out of, you know, her hard-earned cash.
So are they the new Superman or woman of the world, or are they vigilantes, Dave?
Well, they've been called vigilantes, and maybe that's a term that applies, but, you know, this is what we see with the internet, you know. There's a lot that goes on that is beyond the laws of the land, and a lot that goes on that is unenforceable in that the authorities haven't figured out how to put a stop to it. It's multinational. It's global. And so just like in the Wild West, the people sort of think of ways of dealing with these bad actors, you know, their own ways of dealing with it. And it's something that people do when they're faced with a problem like this. And so it's not at all surprising that scam baiting has arisen, and it's gone from being a bit nasty, you know, a bit sort of pointed and malicious, to being more amusing. And the people doing it are recording themselves on YouTube.
Well, it's now a whole genre.
It's a whole
YouTube.
Genre.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can watch it. They're very entertaining too. Mm. They're very funny, like the one you just played.
Yeah. I was reading an abstract from a piece of research from the University of Turku in Finland in preparation for today. And they'd spent some time, these researchers, looking at scam baiting channels, talking with the YouTubers like Rosie about why they did what they did. And in a piece that Rosie features in on The Guardian, she sort of says, well, my mum got scammed and I got sick of it, so I decided I'd sort of get my own back. But she is making the point that she's not trying to harm anybody or embarrass anybody beyond the point of what might be considered comedy, but making the point that these people are scamming at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
But the research identified that scam baiting has in the past, or could today, run the risk of enhancing things like racial stereotypes and hatred towards certain groups of people. Such behaviour could not be seen in the analysed YouTube comments on these channels.
Right.
So it seems as though scam baiting is becoming, what, accepted, possibly celebrated? But does that risk, I don't know, undermining the need to take scams seriously, Dave?
Yeah, look, it's a tricky sort of problem to solve. I think it all depends on the motives of the scam baiter. If they're really just in the business of showing up people when they are engaged in this sort of illegal activity, and they're not, you know, they're not doing anything racial or anything else, then, you know, it can't really be accused of really anything. So, and a lot of what these scam baiters do is they gather information and they forward it to the authorities. And in some cases, it leads to an arrest. Not in very many cases, it has to be said, because, you know, it's still pretty difficult to catch these people.
There is a new scam that we need to know about before we hit the 2 o'clock news. Dave, how are the scammers trying to scam us in Australia at the moment?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I think some people have already had this call. You get a recorded call, supposedly from Border Force, you know, what customs used to be called, and it says something like, you have, a parcel that is addressed to you has been intercepted and it contains illegal things. Yes. And basically it says touch one and they're encouraged to give their bank details. You know, it puts the fear of, you know, fear of God into people and takes advantage of that. So basically Border Force themselves say, and the ACCC say, just as soon as you hear it, just hang up on them.
Hang up. Dr. Dave Tuffley from Griffith University, thank you so much.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.